Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem Dalet, Chag Sameach. Today is Purim morning. We are on Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We are up to where it says V'savar of Yehuda. It's about 8 lines from the bottom, maybe 10 lines. V'savar of Yehuda. Does the Yehuda really hold that Stam is Asur? That if something is collected, that if you collected the juice of a berry or a pomegranate, Stam. We're not any reason. We don't know what. But Stam. So the mashka that comes out of that is usser. Is that really true? Vatnan. But we learned that in the Mishnah. Ready for this? Chalav ha'isha, the milk of a woman, is metame l'ratzon v'shalo l'ratzon. The milk of a woman is metame whether it came out b'ratzon or shalo b'ratzon. It doesn't really make a difference. Chalav behema, but the chalav of a behema in a matame ela l'ratzon. That is the Tana Kama Shita, the Chachamim, if you will. Amar Rabbi Akiva, kalvachomer here. Says Rabbi Akiva, no, it's a kalvachomer that the chalav of a behema is tame, even shalo l'ratzon. Why? Even shalo l'ratzon. They're learning nothing. Even shalo l'ratzon. Why? Ma chalav isha, the milk of a woman. She'enu miyuchad el k'tanim. The milk of a woman, only children drink that. Adults don't drink that, hopefully not. Adults don't drink that. Metame l'ratzon, shalo l'ratzon. It's metame, whether it came out on purpose or just leaked out by itself, doesn't make a difference. So the chalav behema, the milk of an animal, shemiyuchad bein l'ketanim, bein l'kedom. Everybody drinks milk of a cow. It's milk. Everybody drinks that. Ain't no din, shi'etame bein l'ratzon, bein shalo l'ratzon. Shouldn't it be metame in all ways? Kal v'chomer. Hear that, kal v'chomer? Make sense? Okay. Amrulo, so they answer back to him, well, im tame chalav ha'isha shalo l'ratzon. You know why a woman is metame if it's shalo l'ratzon? Shadam magafasa tame. Because if blood, let's say she has a wound, and blood comes out, right? Is that blood tame? The answer is yes. Not that it's tame, that it could make something tame. It's one of the seven mashkim dam. Yes, absolutely. Right? What is chalav of a woman? It's really dam. Inside her body, it's dam. And when it comes out, it's called chalav, right? Okay. Just like the dam of a makeh, right? Of a woman. Usually it's shlola rasa. Nobody wants blood to come out of their body. So she punctured herself, she had a splinter, all the blood came out. That's usually lola ratzon. Yeah, that makes tumah, right? So too, the chalav of a woman is machshir to become tamei, even if it's lola ratzon. Okay? That's what he answers back, right? That's what the chachamim answer back to Rabbi Akiva, right? Yitma chalav behema. Can we apply the same thing to a behema? What? Yitma chalav behema. What? Yeah. Yitma chalav behema. Can we apply the same thing to an animal? Magafasa tahar. Because the dam of an animal that has a wound that comes out is tahar, says Rashi. It's like the third skinny line in the Rashi's over here. He says, Bitmiya, the dam of an animal is tame? No, it's not. Share dam agafasa tahar. The dam of a wound of an animal is tahar. The behema lav beklal chalal hu. A behema is not in that category of a chalal like a human being is. Rashi tell me who dam shchita machsher mishum de iskash lamayim. Yeah, the dam of shchita, yes. Dam of shchita, that dam does make something tame. When the animal stepped on a pebble, has a splinter, that dam is nothing. So you really can't compare animals to humans, and Rabbi Akiva, your kal v'chomer is no good. Amalahen says Rabbi Akiva back, machmer ani b'chalav mi b'dam. I'm going to be more machmer by milk than by dam. Why? Sha'acholev l'refua tame. If you milk for refua in a behema, right? Tame. Ba'mak is l'refua tar. But if your mak is dam for refua from an animal, somehow that's going to make medicine. That's still tahar, right? So therefore, we can be metame the chalav that flows out of a behema, even if it's shlola ratzon, mikal v'chomer from a woman. Amru lo, so the chachamim answer back to Rabbi Akiva, sale zesim va'anavim yochichu, the basket of a zesim and anavim will prove you're wrong. Why? Shamashkim yotzim mehem l'ratzon t'meim, the liquid, the juice that comes out of that is tamei, shalola ratzon tahorim, and shalola ratzon is tar. Therefore, the chalav of a behema that came out by ratzon is tamei, and shalola ratzon is not tamei. Fine. So there's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamin about this issue. What's the issue? What's the issue? The issue is very simply whether the chalav of a woman is mitame l'ratzon or shalol l'ratzon. Which one? In which case? Okay. Well, everybody holds. What's the story with the chalav of a behema? Is it mitame shalol l'ratzon? Rabbi Akiva says yes. It's a kal v'chomer, and the Chachamim say no. Okay? Now, the question was about Rabbi Yehuda. So now here we go. My love, l'ratzon. What does ratzon mean? What does ratzon mean? Ratzon means the nichale. If you're happy, it happened. You go to a cow, it's like squeezing the udders to get the milk out. You're happy about that. What's shalol l'ratzon? What's shalol l'ratzon? The Gemara assumes it means stomach. Stomach. Oh, I really didn't want that to happen. I really wanted to wait. Whatever it is. So stam. Now, uma zeisim v'anavim. The bnei schita ninu, zeisim and v'anavim are normally squeezed for their juice. Shelo l'ratzon v'lo klum. If it's lo l'ratzon, which means stam, that's nothing, and therefore they're tahar. So tusim v'rimonim, delav bnei schita ninu, which are not even bnei schita. Why? Because a berry really is for the fruit. As we said yesterday, squeezing that is really a departure from the normal use of a fruit, of a berry. It's not normal, unlike a grape. Lo kolshkein? So shouldn't it be all the more so that if it's stam, the mashke that comes out should be tar? So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that the mashke that comes out of a berry on Shabbos, stam, is mashke, as a gzera of mashkim shazavu and it's aser? How could that be? So the Gemara answers, no. Lo, you said it wrong. L'ratzon means stam. And lo l'ratzon means the goli adaite, you reveal to Amar, lo nichali. I don't want that. Not that stam, that we changed it. L'ratzon means stam, and lo l'ratzon means a negative. I don't want that to happen. That's the first answer. As Rashi says in the goli adaite, like four lines from the bottom, behedya, beferish. The Amar, lo nichali. Nah, I don't want that. V'havigilu daite tvei machnisu l'ochlin. This is much more of an expression of your desire than just style. I brought it in for food, whatever. You're saying straight out. V'boyisema, or I can give you another answer. Shiny sale zeisim v'anavim. What comes out of a basket is different. Kivon dili ibud kaibi, since it's going to the garbage. Right? It's going to fall out of there and go to the garbage. Mi'ikra afkure mafkir lahu. You mafkir it all. You mafkir it that you don't want it. It's not on your radar at all. Therefore, l'chol adeus, according to everybody, this doesn't have the status of a mashke, and it's not machshir. But other peiros that are found in other kalim, and the mashke is protected, right? Rabbi Yehuda would agree that tutsiv remonim stam does have a din of mashke. Okay, that was, like I said, it was quite difficult. Now, Ashkechan, Rabbi Yehuda, we found now the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Modi l'Rabbanan b'zeisim v'anavim. We said yesterday that the Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. So we just explained how Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, the Modi l'Rabbi Yehuda, b'shar peiros minolam. Where do we see that the Rabbanan agrees to Rabbi Yehuda? So there is as follows. Here we go. The Tanya. The Brisa says like this. Sochatin, you're allowed to squeeze. Pagoyin Rashi says prunes, balaz. Is the article translated as prunes? Plums. Okay. What? Oh, yeah? Okay. Ubaprishin. I don't know what that is. Quince? What?
Quince.
Ubuzradin. Is uzradin crab apples?
Sorb apples.
Okay. You can squeeze all these things. Avalov rimonim. Not pomegranates. Vishal beit Menashe ben Menachem ha'yusokhin b'rimonim. But by him, they also would squeeze rimonim. Anyway, what do you see from here? That you're allowed to squeeze sorb apples and quince and prunes, right? Right? So what do you see from here? That even the Chachamim, who argue about tusim v'rimonim, right? But other things, like prunes, which are not omed for schita at all, they're so dry, how do you even squeeze that? They're not omed for schita at all. Nevertheless, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda that such a thing is not considered a mashka at all, and there's no gzeira at all, and even lechachil would be permitted to do it. It happens to be that Menashe ben Menachem said no. But that's a lone shita. Okay? I'm sorry, that he would even squeeze rimonim. I'm sorry. Everybody holds you could squeeze prunes. Why? Is that omer for schita at all? He even squeezed pomegranates. Now the question is, wait a minute. Umi made the rabbanon he. Who said this is the shita of the rabbanon? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda he. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Who said this is even the rabbanon? This is anonymous. So the question is, wait a minute. Well, but the hemi navi Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say it is Rabbi Yehuda. This is something that someone pointed out to me yesterday after the shir. Emer dishmasa Rabbi Yehuda. When does Rabbi Yehuda more makel yatsu mayatzman? If they came by themselves. Schitasun lechachila mishamatle. Lechachila, he says he could do it. Elamai yisuch olameimar. What must you say? Kivon delav b'nei schita ninu. Since they're not b'nei schita. Prunes are not b'nei schita. Nobody squeezes prunes. If you do that, it's very strange. Therefore, afil lechachila. Even the Chachilah could do it. It's so abnormal. It's so strange. So then, if that's true, afilu tebe rabbanon. You might as well say it can even be the rabbanon. Kivan delav b'nei schita ninu. Since, who argues on this? They're not b'nei schita. That's such a strange thing to do, to squeeze prunes. Who does that? Afilu lechachilah. Then even lechachilah, shmamina, rabbanon hi, shmamina. You hear that? In other words, no one disputes this. This is such a strange thing. What do you see? That there's cases where the Rabbanan even agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Okay. Now, Shabbos Menashe bar Menachem ha'yisach nem b'rimonim. We said before, he would even squeeze rimonim. Amar of Nachem halacha kishal b'nas Menashe ben Menachem. That's how we hold. That's not halachas like that. Amalei Ravel, Rav Nachem, Rav Menashe ben Menachem, Tanahu. What is a Tanah? In other words, as Rashi points out, Bitmiya. All of a sudden, we're holding like him. Follow who's Karel and Divrei Tana Laraya Da Tana Hu Tzavar Kavasei. In other words, why are we holding like him? He didn't say anything. All of a sudden, we're holding like him. So the Gemara says, "Well, v'chi tema halacha ki hai tana." One second. What's the reason why we can't hold like him? Right, so, no. So what does the article say about that? What does it mean, Tanahu? He's a Tana. What does that mean? He's a Tana. What kind of question is that?
It says his practice really support of the Tana for him speaking pomegranates.
How so? He says it's mutter.
No, by him saying, he's just proving. You have it. What if you said it before?
Right.
And as the proof, look at his family of.
So he didn't add anything.
Exactly.
So I would hold like him. V'chitem halacha ki yaitana desavra lakashal Menashe ben Menashe Menachem. And if you're telling me that because well everyone agrees with him, mishum desavra ki Menashe ben Menachem halacha ki also. Right? What, just because someone agreed with him? We all like him. Well, v'chi Menashe ben Menachem have a ruba d'alma. He's the biggest deal. All of a sudden, he's the greatest thing around. Like, who did he come from? In, yeah, just because someone does something, that shows that it's mutter. Ditnan. So we have a halacha like this. You're not allowed to plant klayim. So what if you plant klayim with thorns? You say, klayim, what kind of klayim is that? Nobody eats thorns. That's not klayim. Why should that be awesome? Well, hamakayim coats and bekarim. You keep thorns in a vineyard. Rabbi Elazar Omer kadosh. It's a problem. V'acham Omer eino makadesh. Elo davar shekamo makayimin. No, it has to be something normal that's normally kept. Rabbi Chanina, my time is Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say if you plant grapes with thorns, it's a problem? Nobody eats that. Well, she came Baravia in Arabia, the Kaiman coached them. Sados Lugmalim. They give it to the camel to eat in Arabia. So what do you see? Even though there's a strange practice, that strange practice, or that Das Yochid practice, can be Kovea the Halacha. So too, Manasseh ben Menachem had some strange one, or Das Yochid. I mean, you can call it that. What media area, how can you compare? Arabia, Asra. Arabia is a whole continent. It's a whole continent, half a continent. So many countries, huge. Hacha, Fatla Daita, Eitzel Kaladam. What Rabbi Menachem did in his house, that's Kaved Halacha. That guy, it's an unusual thing. It doesn't make any sense. Ella, Hainu Taima, the kid Rav Chista. The reason is, of the opinion of Rav Chista. Dam Rav Chista, Tradin, are beets, Shesachton, that you squeezed, Vinasnan b'mikvah, and you put them in the mikvah. Poslan as a mikvah. It passes the mikvah. Bishinu mare. Because it will change the color. Okay? V'halav. One second. What? Right. V'halav b'nei shchita ninu. But it's not b'nei shchita. Meaning, what's the question? It's not even a mashke. Let's say a guy has a mikvah and he throws an apple into the mikvah. Does that apple passel a mikvah?
If you call it
a
mikvah,
maybe. But it doesn't call it a mikvah. No. What if it puts 10 apples in? It puts 1,000 apples in. It's not going to pass a mikvah. You know why? Because it's not a liquid. It's not a liquid. Right? It's not a liquid. It's a solid. How can that pass a mikvah? A guy throws he throws toys in the mikvah. It doesn't pass. So here, who squeezes beets? Nobody. It's not even a liquid. It should be no different than an apple. Yet, he said, Ella, my Yisach HaLameimar, what must you say? Kim of the Akshavinhu, since you're Makshavit, you eat borscht, you come from Siberia, right? Havale Mashke, it's considered a liquid by you, even though most of the world will not eat that, and most of the world will say, what on earth is that? Hachanami, so too. Kim of the Akshavinhu, Havale Mashke, since you gave a Chashivot, it becomes a Mashke, and therefore, what do you see? That we can hold like Menashe ben Menachem. Why? He held that squeezing pomegranate is something special and it has value, right? So then it'll become different. It's a different story. You hear that? Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says there's a different reason why it's puzzle, which maybe would apply to an apple or apple juice. Mishum, David Davar, she'ein osim men a mikvah lechachila. Because you can never make a mikvah lechachila out of beet juice. Anything that you can't make lechachila, posel as hamikvah, will posel a mikvah, b'shinei mareh, with a different appearance, with a different color. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, where? In Meteklis Mikvos, in the 7th Perek. Nothing l'tocho yayin o chometz. If you put in yayin, wine, o chometz, or vinegar, u'mochel. What's mochel? Mochel is some kind of a the mashke, the what's it called in English? That comes out of like grapes. Olives. Not oil. Some kind of residue. Is that called in English? Sediment. What? Sediment. Some kind of sediment. How did they translate it in Artsville?
Olive water.
It's not oil. Shini mare, it changes the appearance of the mikvah. Puzzle, it's puzzle. Mantana, the mocha mashkehu. Who said mochel is even a mashke? What is it? Whatever that is, it's not even a mashke. Amar Abaya, Rabbi Yaakov, he, the Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer, mochel hareu kemashke. Mochel has the status of a mashke. Matam why? Matam amar mochel yotze betchila tahar. Why is it? Why is it tahar? The first mochel that comes, out is tahar. Why is it tahar? He's very rare. Very. I don't think he ever appears in the Mishnah itself. He's very rare. Anyway, whatever. He's a Tanya. He said. Why is it tar lechachila? Lefisha ainah rotsa bikiyumo. So who wants that? You don't want that. Reb Shimon Omer, mochel ainah kemashke. A mochel is not like a mashke. Then why is the machal that at the Beis Chabad? Beis Chabad is at the end of the process. At the end of the process. Right? Right? Rabbi Yaakov said it's not a mashke at the beginning of the process. Then he came along, but at the end of the process it is. Why? Because it's impossible at this stage not to be some shemen also already at this stage. Anyway, my beinaihu, what's the difference between the two shitas? According to everybody, in the beginning of the story it's tahor, and at the end of the story it's tameh. What's the difference? Eki beinaihu, the asi basar atitasa. The difference is juice that fell out after sitting there for a long time. According to Rabbi Yaakov, it's tameh. Why? Because you want it there. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not. Why not? Because it didn't happen at the end. Rava Amar, Mishom Dahave Davar, She'ed Osin Haimeno Mikvah. I'm just repeating what Papa said. It's something that you can't make into a mikvah. Uposal is a mikvah, and it'll pass on the mikvah. The Shinei Mara, with a change of appearance. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Sochet Adam Eshkol Shalanavim L'tocha Kedira. You're allowed to squeeze a Eshkol, a cluster of grapes, into a pot, into a Kedira, into a pot. Why? Why could you do that? Because what are you really showing by doing this? Really what you're doing is, you're not making grape juice. What you're doing is you're making some kind of spice. Like, it was just to flavor the food. So all you're doing is to flavor the food. But you can't put it into your plate. Why? Even if there's food in the plate. Why? Why not? What? Yeah, why exactly not? For some reason, it doesn't demonstrate that you want.
Because bowls are occasionally used for drinking.
They're used for drinking, so maybe you're not doing it just for spice. You're actually doing it to make your grape juice. Amr of Chista, V'divrei Rabbeinu Nilmad, from what we just said, Cholev Adam Eiz L'socha Kedira. So then you could, if anybody wants to ever do this, you can take a goat, put a bowl underneath the goat, and start squeezing the milk into the bowl, into the Kedira. Why? Because it's not going to be used for. It's not going to be used to drink. It's just used as a spice. Avalol l'socha ka'ara. But add it to a plate. Same reason. A bowl, maybe you're going to drink from it. It's a problem on Shabbos. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar. Mashka ha'bol le'echol. Ochalu. Mashka that's being used as a food has the status of a food.
Now,
so you said yesterday.
No. Is he mixing up schita and noled?
So it's a machlok is why it's usher. It's machlokas. Why? Is it because it's schita or because it's nola? So you say either way it doesn't make a difference. Like I said, if you have a loaf of bread and you slice a piece off the bread, is that nolad?
No,
of course not. So this is no different.
It's not nolad, was the same thing.
Exactly. So you say here it's the same thing. In theory.
But the nolad, if this was inside the animal, or was outside the animal.
I know. So that's so we said it's not nolad and it's not schita. Oh. Now masav, what's two more lines? Masav Rabbi Bar Chama, zav shecholev esaeid hachalav tameh. If you do this, if you squeeze the milk becomes tameh. Now, iamrit mashka habal la'ochel and ochelhu, if the mashka that comes out is considered ochel, the maya is kasha. How did this food ever become wet? You hear what the question is? This liquid coming out of the goat is the status of food. Yet, it can be machsher or something to make it tameh. How did it ever get wet? Huh? Exactly, but how did it get wet to be able to make somebody else's tummy? If it has the status of food, even though it's food in liquid form, where did it ever get wet? Food has to get wet first, don't it become tummy? Where did it ever get
wet?
What?
It's already wet.
So, but it has the status of food. So the Gemara answers, you hear the question? Kedavar of Nachman, Yochanan, Betipa ha-meluch leches al-pi adad, ha-chanami, that's by a woman, Betipa ha-meluch leches al-pi adad. When did she squeeze it out, or you squeeze the milk out of the, or even a woman, they squeeze a little bit to get it going. That little bit is a liquid. So anything that comes out after that touches that first liquid, and the whole thing becomes tummy. You hear that? All right.
So
we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day and a good yontif, and we'll resume here tomorrow morning.